if you read the Bible very clearly, no one ever responded to Jesus in a moderate way.
如果你有睇聖經嘅時候，你要留意到啊，任何一個人對神嘅反應啊，從來都唔會話一個好啊温柔啊好啊中庸嘅方法。
Every response as a person met Jesus was extreme.
好多人對佢嘅反應都係非常之極端。
You see, whenever people met Jesus and heard what he had to say, there were only three things they did.
咁好多時候，啲人聽佢講説話之後，佢哋會做三樣嘢。
Again, if you're familiar with the Bible, it's very clear. One, they either ran away in fear of him.
第一，可能喺帶住恐懼咁樣喺耶穌嘅面前跑出去。
Or secondly, they either murderously turned upon him and tried to kill him.
另一樣嘢就話佢令到佢哋好憤怒啊，甚至對耶穌起咗個啊。
Or thirdly, they fell down before him in worship and surrendered their lives.
或者第三個就話佢哋係俯伏喺耶穌嘅面前去敬拜佢。
You see, those are the only three responses you'll find in the Bible when people are encountered by the Christ.
咁通常喺聖經裏面講到嘅有呢三種唔同嘅反應。
See, no one ever said, "Hey, Jesus is a nice guy. You know what? He's okay."
冇人曾經對耶穌話過啊，佢可以啊，佢個人好好啊。
Now, when you meet Jesus, your response to him is extreme.
當我哋遇上耶穌嘅時候，我哋對佢嘅反應都會係好極端。
It cannot be moderate. It's never a moderate response.
從來都唔會係一個中庸嘅一個反應。
Now, what does that mean?
咁係咩意思呢？
Well, it means this.Jesus must have been a very outrageous person.
咁即係話耶穌可能係一個好特別嘅一個人物。
In fact, I think it's safe to conclude he must have been a very offensive person.
或者係一個好容易啊去主動去影響到人嘅人。
Because only offensive people can get themselves killed or worship at the same time.
唯一一個咁大攻擊性嘅人，就會令到人哋想去殺佢。
That's very important to understand, because today, people try to reconstruct the historical Jesus.
因為今日我睇到呢個世代嘅人想對耶穌去重新去將佢包裝塑造過。
People say, well, you know, I can't accept this about him that the Bible says, or I can't accept that that the New Testament tells me about him.
我唔中意啊，新約聖經咁樣講佢，我亦都唔可以接受啊耶穌嘅呢一方面。
I like to believe Jesus is blah 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 blah, right? Whatever I think.
我就係中意耶穌係咁咁咁咁咁嘅啫。
And then they usually might say, well, he's a decent person. He did good.
佢係基本上都一個好人啦。
In other words, you know what they do? They create an inoffensive Jesus.
於是他們塑造出來的一個的耶穌是完全是沒有攻擊性的。
But the trouble of doing that is this.
但是問題就是
If you create Jesus in your own imagination that he's not offensive, he's inoffensive, then you don't have a historical Jesus.
當你塑造一個這樣的耶穌的時候，這個就違背了歷史上面那個真實的耶穌是怎樣的。
Because an inoffensive Jesus means he didn't annoy anyone. So why did he kill him?
咁如果呢個新嘅耶穌係咁嘅時候嚇，佢冇得罪人，啲人又點樣樣？點解要殺佢咧？
See the text that you read in Mark chapter 6 verse 3, it says what? People in Jesus' hometown, that's Nazareth. What does it say, verse 3? If you hit slide 1, they took offense.
在第三節裏面，我們看到話，啲人見到佢嘅時候，啊，即刻就已經好似係得罪咗佢哋一樣。
You know, that word offense is a word, it's the Greek word scandalizo. And what that means is they were scandalized by him.
呢個字得罪嘅原文就話，一見到呢個人，好似有很多嘅醜聞，很多嘅唔好嘅嘢，係同呢個人係跟住咁樣嚟。
See, be scandalized is not just.
當 當你話呢個人有咁多嘅醜聞性嘅時候，佢唔單止話係佢得罪人咁簡單。
You disagree with someone。
唔係就話同佢唔同意咁簡單。
Well, that's nice. You have this view, but I have that this other view。
當你話唔同意嘅時候啊，你咁樣睇好嘅，但我自己有我嘅睇法。
And what happens when you disagree is you have that right to believe what you do, but I believe this。
你有你嘅信你自己方法嘅權利，但我亦都有我自己嘅睇法。
See, that's not the meaning behind that word in verse 3, offense.
但係呢個唔係喺第三節裏邊去得罪人哋嘅意思。
That's not what we're talking about, or not what Mark was talking about.
呢個亦都唔係馬可想要帶出嚟嘅意思。
Scandalizo, scandalize means outrage. People were outraged.
这个得罪这个字的原文是一个是令到人们非常愤怒的。
It evokes scandal. In other words, Jesus offends. In other words, people emotionally turn away in disgust.
就是令到人们简直见到他是会唾弃他，是很讨厌他，他另转头不想再望到他。
See, if you ask the young person on Queen's Boulevard today, what do you think of Jesus?
如果你今天去这个皇后大道的时候问些人啊，你觉得耶稣是怎样的？
Some people would say this, you know, we can't really handle what you Christians say about him, you know, the traditional picture of Jesus.
很多人说啊，我不喜欢你们传统上面那个讲的耶稣是这样的。
But they might say, Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth and the life, no one.comes to the Father, God the Father, except through me.
咁佢亦都唔中意喺《約翰福音》話：我係道路、真理、生命啊！除咗我之外，冇一個方法可以去到父那裏。啲人亦都唔中意聽。
People in New York City, in a pluralistic society, are going to say, we won't accept that. We're going to reconstruct Jesus.
今日在我们纽约这个城市里面那么多元化的时候，有人说啊，我要塑造个一个新的耶稣给我去信他。
You see, they throw out what they don't want.
将不喜欢的东西拎走。
In other words, they're trying to create, reconstruct an inoffensive Jesus.
他们想去重新做一个耶稣，这个耶稣是一个面面俱圆的耶稣。
But Jesus is a wandering teacher, a wandering sage.
好像是一个的圣人，不过呢是周围地到处去流浪，去普世众生。
He's a teacher of love.
他只是讲爱。
You see, Jesus that comes out is a reconstructed Jesus, and not a historical, credible one.
今天我们看到的耶稣是一个新被人塑造出来的耶稣。
It's like the Christmas tells us this. There's an irreducible,offensiveness about Jesus.
咁但系圣诞节其实话俾我哋听，呢个耶稣系一个我哋唔可以将佢吓压低，亦都唔系话将佢整成一个面面俱圆，就系咁样样嘅耶稣。
If you're familiar with the Christmas narrative in the Gospels, you know that King Herod was very upset even before Jesus was born.
如果熟悉聖經的時候，我看到在聖經裏面一個希律王，當耶穌未出世之前，這個人很不喜歡耶穌。
Why does the baby Jesus, why his parents have to vacate their town to give birth? Why?
那些人要為什麼要空了這麼多東西出來去給這個人去出生呢？
Because King Herod ordered a horrible edict.He said, I'm going to kill every newborn male because I heard there's a king that's been born.
因为希律听到话有一个嘅万王之王会降生，所以佢下令要将所有嘅婴孩去杀晒佢。咁啲父母佢全部带住自己嘅子女去离开呢个城市。
And so Mary and her husband to be Joseph, they have to depart, flee.For the life of their baby to be born.
所以这个约瑟和玛利亚要去离开那里。
You see, that's what people do. They try to say, well, you know, Jesus is offensive. I want an inoffensive Jesus.
我喜欢一个面面俱圆的耶稣。
It's See, Peter tried to offend every culture. Doesn't matter if you're from the West or from the East, the ancient Near East, any culture, every culture, he violates the ruling dominant idea of every culture.
耶稣佢无论喺边一个处身嘅边一个文化，佢所做嘅嘢都系得罪咗啊当地嘅文化。
Versus, if you're influenced more by the West,
如果受西方文化影响嘅时候
，What's the ruling dominant idea？
咁我哋今日讲嘅系一个咩嘅思想咧
？Exercise the individual, individual choice，
系一个个人嘅选择。
That's what matters。
呢个先系最紧要嘅。
I, as an individual, have to decide. I have to decide what's right and wrong for me. You don't do that. Society doesn't do that. I do that.
唔係社會去決定，係我自己個人去決定乜嘢係啱，乜嘢係錯。
Now, how about if you're influenced more by traditional culture?
咁如果你係傳統文化影響嘅時候，又點咧
？Well, the ultimate is not individual choice, as you know.
又唔係話一個個人嘅選擇。
It's good to your tribe, be good to your people.
就话对你嘅你嘅种族啊，你嘅你嘅同胞去回报翻佢。
It's not your moral performance. It's about being true to your people.
就话你对翻你嘅同胞系好真嘅。
See, it affects every culture because people who believe that, or just by that, that the collective is the most important, they make an idol out of that.
咁因為啲人去信咁樣有信嘅時候，佢覺得呢一啲嘢嚇，只係最啱，只係佢哋嘅金科玉律。
But if you're from the West, you make an idol out of the individual.
咁但係你喺西方文化嘅時候，你就會對個人主義呢樣嘢，你覺得好似係一個偶像一樣。
Do you see? It's not Jesus. No.He is a person.
咁但係呢個歷史上嘅耶穌係會去得罪人。
He overturns all of that, right? He says, "I am the way. I have to be Lord of your life. You have to worship me. I'm salvation for you."
話因為我只係你真正救恩嘅所在。
See, Jesus is offensive in incredibly diverse ways.
咁耶穌得罪人，其實係好多唔同嘅層面方面去得罪咗人。
And you know why that's so?
點解會係咁咧
？He always violates the ruling ideas of individual hearts or whole societies.
因為佢所影響到嘅唔單止係一個個人嘅選擇，亦都係對一個成個社會嘅影響。
And that's so because he's Lord. He demands to be your ruling idea.
因為佢只係呢個嘅主，佢只係今日人哋要去信嗰一個嘅睇法。
Yeah,
所以佢會對每一個人都有佢嘅影響。
I'd like to show you briefly tonight particular ways people find Jesus offensive that's related to Christmas。
我哋會今日講下就話每一個唔同嘅人啊，對呢個聖誕節會有啲咩嘅睇法。
This is slide two, right? Okay, slide two. Verse three, it says there, isn't this the carpenter? Isn't this Mary's son and the brother of James, Joseph, Judas, and Simon? Aren't his sisters here with us?
在第三節裏面，佢話啲人話呢個唔係嗰個木匠咩？唔係瑪利亞嘅兒子咩？唔係雅各、約西、猶大、西門嘅長兄咩？佢嘅妹妹唔係我哋中間咩？佢就話人們都見唔起佢。
See, when you read that, what are they offended about?
咁你睇呢段經文嘅時候，耶穌點樣樣去得罪咗人，令人哋見起佢咧
？Offended by the ordinariness, Jesus, is this it? You're the Savior, carpenter.
有冇搞錯啊？一個木匠係我哋嘅救主，有冇可能啊？佢對於耶穌啊呢個嘅普通性，佢哋覺得啊令佢哋厭棄咗佢。
Again, Jesus brought up in a traditional culture, right? You don't refer somebody to Mary's son. You grew up as refer to the father. But they were saying maybe he was born out of wedlock.
可能佢知道咗話啊，耶穌佢其實係咪一個未結婚 就已經出咗世嘅細路哥。
See, they were saying he's too mundane, he's too ordinary, he's too commonplace.
佢覺得耶穌太過普通啦，都冇咩特點嘅特質去吸引到人。
He's nobody.
佢都唔係有咩特別咧。
If you're familiar with the Christmas narrative, Jesus is not born in a palace, right? He's born in a stable.
亦都知道話啊，耶穌唔係一個王宮裏邊出世，係一個馬槽裏邊出生。
Okay, who's present at the announcement? Know that sight and light show that the Gospels report. You know when the announcement, the angels part the skies and they announce who's coming. Who's there?
当耶稣出生呢个天使去报信嘅时候，有啲咩人喺嗰度咧
？With a bunch of shepherds，
只系一班嘅牧羊人。
Shepherds were despised people. Then they were not their testimony was not admitted in a court.
牧羊人喺当时嘅社会地位低到就话，佢哋讲嘅嘢啊，就算去到法院都冇人听佢哋讲嘢。
There were no dignitaries. There were no celebrities present.
佢哋唔係話社會上嗰啲嘅貴胄啊，一啲重要嘅人物。
You see what we're learning here is not just the fact that Jesus gets rejected by the world。
呢度我所睇到就話耶穌唔單止俾呢個世界去拒絕咗佢。
But Jesus offends the world's sensibilities。
佢亦都去令到呢個世界啊嘅人去厭棄咗佢。
Jesus himself, Jesus' message, Jesus' people who follow him, they're offensive to the world.
无论是耶稣他自己他讲的嘢，或者他跟随的人，都受到这个世界的厌弃。
Okay, we hit slide three. Christmas tells us God loves the ordinary. God loves the ordinary.
咁就佢話到耶穌佢愛嘅係嗰啲嚇好普通嘅人。
And I can't speak to you, but I'm pretty ordinary. I'm a pretty ordinary man.
咁好似我咁係嚟自好普通嘅家庭。
But God loves ordinary people. He loves ordinary life.
佢耶穌喜歡一個好平淡、一個好普通人嘅生活。
What is Christmas all about? God becoming flesh.
聖誕節講嘅就話耶穌去造成肉身，個意思係咩咧
？The infinite one becomes ordinary，
一個啊無始無盡嘅變成咗一個嘅普通人。
Let me put it another way, maybe this might register for you. We want the extraordinary, right? Star Wars. We want spectacular.
點解啲人中意啲咩咧？好似《星球大戰》嚇、啊、咁多嘅啊特技，咁多嘅啊動畫，咁多嘅奇蹟。
We want a splash, right? Extraordinary to come down in a spectacular way.
我係中意好似啊北極光咁樣射落嚟，咁就啱啦。
But Christmas means the extraordinary, the ordinary.
但係聖誕節講嘅就話一啲好特別嘅嘢，變成好普通嘅。
Why did Jesus do miracles in his hometown Nazareth?
點解耶穌唔喺佢嘅啊本家去行呢個神蹟咧
？Well, we know the purpose of miracles according to the Bible.
咁喺呢個聖經裏邊講到咩係神蹟咧
？Jesus did miracles to attest the truth.
佢講嘅神蹟都係永遠同一個嘅真理係有關係。
But this is Jesus' second visit.To Nazareth, his hometown.
但呢個係耶穌第二次去到拿撒勒佢嘅本家。
And the people already rejected Jesus.
但佢哋已經拒絕咗耶穌。
As they didn't believe he was the Son of God.
佢哋已經唔信佢係神嘅兒子。
And so no miracles were needed. They already rejected him.
咁所以覺得話唔需要再做一個咩嘅神蹟。
And the people had heard about.The wonders he did and the miracles he did, because Nazareth is not too far from Capernaum.
咁因為啊呢個拿撒勒離佢所在嘅地方唔遠。
But their unbelief, and Jesus mentions it in the text. If you remember, he mentions that he's astonished by their unbelief.
佢話佢對於佢哋嘅不信，佢哋好詫異。
You know, unbelief is craziness.When we don't believe something that's true, it's crazy.
當我唔信一樣值得信嘅嘢，係好傻嘅。
And Jesus was given over later in life to the Roman authorities prior to his crucifixion. Pontius Pilate, ruler there, he wanted what? To release Jesus.
咁到後期當耶穌俾人就係會俾人釘咗十二架嘅時候，呢個叫比拉多本來想放咗佢。
Here's the craziness of unbelief. What did the crowd yell?
但係呢個嘅羣眾嗌咩咧
？What did the crowd yell? At that juncture.
當喺嗰一刻，嗰啲羣眾喺度嗌啲咩嘢咧
？They yelled, "Give us Barabbas, the murderer! Release him! Not Jesus, kill Jesus!"
他就話要殺咗耶穌，但將嗰個殺人犯放翻出嚟。
This is unbelief literally shuts a person off from God.
當一個人不信嘅時候，就將佢完全喺神嘅面前係關開咗。
Unbelief obscures the obvious.
就將嗰啲本來好清楚、顯而易見嘅嘢，都會令到嗰個人睇唔到。
Because again, scriptures tell us that even people who witnessed the miracles that Jesus did not believe.
就是那些人看到耶穌行了神蹟，都令到他們不能夠相信。
You want to verse 2 up there? If you don't mind, you go back to verse 2. It says there, on the Sabbath he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were astonished, saying, Where did this man get these things? What is the wisdom given to him? How?Are such mighty works done by his hands?
咁喺第二節佢話到了安息日，他在會堂裏教訓人，眾人聽見就甚稀奇，說：這人從哪裏得有這些事呢？所賜給他的是什麼智慧呢？他手所做的是何等的異能呢？
You see, his hometown people, the people of Nazareth, the Nazarenes, they were asking, Where did this wisdom come from? What's the source?
咁喺拿撒勒裏邊嘅人問翻轉頭就話：呢個人點解有咁嘅智慧？係喺邊度攞到呢啲智慧翻嚟嘅咧
？You see what unbelief does? It obscures. They were more concerned about where wisdom came from than about what the wisdom was.
你睇到就話，當一個人不信嘅時候，唔單止令到佢哋唔信，但令到佢哋所關注嘅目光，即係話佢喺邊度去攞到呢一啲嘅智慧翻嚟。
And the Bible tells us they were involved in layers and layers and layers of rabbinical teaching.
咁就講到話啊，佢中意有一層又一層唔同嘅教訓。
But it's only one sensible answer where the wisdom came from.
只有一個嘅解釋，呢啲智慧喺邊度走出嚟
？Jesus must have been who he said he was.The Messiah, the Son of God, the Savior of the world.
耶穌唯有就係嗰個話佢所講嘅尼賽亞係送嚟呢個世界上。
He must be one that has fulfilled Messianic prophecy.
佢就嗰嚟到去回應翻呢個聖經裏邊嘅預言。
It's so obvious, but his hometown folks did not believe it.
係一啲好明顯、淺而易見嘅嘢，但反而喺佢嘅家鄉嘅人唔能夠去相信。
And that's why they ask, "What's the origin of all this?"
所以佢問就話：究竟佢講嘅嘢喺邊度走出嚟嘅咧
？Like what else could it be? This kind of healing power that's connected with this kind of wisdom, this kind of teaching.
呢啲智慧、呢啲醫治嘅能力喺邊度走出嚟咧？
Some of the religious leaders said it's from Satan.
有啲人話喺撒旦嗰度走出嚟。
But that was miracles. They couldn't say that about the wisdom that Jesus was teaching.
咁就佢哋唔能夠講出呢個智慧係邊度走出嚟。
You see, Jesus was teaching the gospel.
耶穌講出呢個嘅福音。
You're not saved or related to God on the basis of your moral performance.
咁就唔係話基於呢個你道德上邊嘅表現。
Yet you're not redeemed based on your past or on the basis of your record.
我哋嘅得救唔係在乎於我哋嘅過去係點樣樣。
You're related to God the Father on the basis of Jesus' performance。
我哋今日同呢個父神有呢個關係，係因為基於耶穌基督。
In other words, it's Jesus' past, it's Jesus' record that rescues you。
因為即係話係耶穌基督嘅過去，耶穌基督做到嘅嘢，係令到我哋今日進入到父神嗰度。
David Chan。Mentioned it in his prayer. Jesus came and lived the life he should have lived.
咁陳長老喺呢個祈禱裏邊，佢講到話耶穌代我哋去過咗我哋應該過嘅一個公義嘅生活。
He died the death that you should have died, and he died did that in your place.
佢代替咗我哋去受死。
And to be a Christian, you have to be willing to transfer your trust from your performance, your past, your record, to what? To His performance, His past, His record.
咁我作為一基督徒，就話要將我哋自己所做啊所想嘅嘢，去轉移係喺耶穌嘅身邊。
And when you do that, the transfers will be lifted.
當你咁樣做嘅時候，喺你肩頭上嘅重擔就會攞走。
Because you're accepted by the living God, not based on who you are or what you've done, but on what Jesus has done.
咁你被神所接納，只係基於耶穌基督為你所做嘅一切。
That's why there's no parallel Christianity in the entire world of religions.
咁所以點解基督教喺世界上面咁多宗教嚟講係冇一個係同佢一樣嘅
？You can search everywhere, east, west, north, south. Every other religion sees salvation as what? You've got to do this arduous process of seeking enlightenment.
咁但係如果你去比較世界上面宗教，無論東方、西方，喺每一個都好。
And you see why people do that?
點解啲人會咁做咧
？Because they're offended by the ordinariness of Jesus' message.
佢哋係俾耶穌基督呢個咁平凡嘅呢個嘅啊呢一樣嘢去啊覺得厭棄。
The human pride says, "I've got to do something. I've got to pull myself up."
因為人的驕傲令到人覺得我要自己做回一些事才能夠去賺到去得到這一件事
And there are a lot of people I know I'm sure you know too that they say it's too simple it's too easy you tell me it's a gift
你告訴我是一份免費的禮物你告訴我就是這麼簡單這麼普通就可以拿到有沒有可能
You see the ordinariness of the message and the Savior himself offends the pride of man.
因為呢個嘅耶穌嘅呢個嘅福音咁平凡咁普通，反而令到好多人啊得罪厭棄咗佢。
If you're a Christian already, I have that this question for you. Why did Jesus bring his disciples on his second trip to his hometown Nazareth? Why bring the disciples along?
咁點解我想問呢個問題就話點解耶穌會第二次翻到家鄉嘅時候會帶翻佢嘅門徒翻嚟咧
？Yeah, disciples are Jesus' followers. Why? He's going to his hometown. Why bring them?
佢翻屋企啫，點解要帶埋佢嘅門徒翻去咧
？Want to show them?
佢俾佢睇到一樣嘢。
The world will reject me. The world will reject Christians.
这个世界会去拒绝这个基督徒。
He wanted to show them that.
他想去看到这件事。
Christians, because they're followers of Jesus, are also considered offensive to society.
因为在当时的社会里面，基督徒很多时候也都被这个社会所厌弃。
Aside from this, Jesus says in John 15:18 to his disciples, if the world hates you, you now hated me before it hated you.If you are of the world would love its own. But because you're not of the world, I chose you out of the world. Because of this, the world hates
you. 你看約翰福音第十五章第十八節，他說如果這個世界去厭棄你的時候，是因為他們之前已經是厭棄了我。如果你是屬於這個世界的時候，世界會去喜歡你。但當你不屬於這個世界的時候，你就不再，這個世界不再喜歡你。
See, if you were the nature of the gospel, right, that gospel is all about Jesus and what he gives you, who are Christians then?
咁究竟邊一個是基督徒呢
And this is why Christians are ordinary. Are Christians the most morally disciplined people in the world?
是不是基督徒在这个世界上面在道德上面最有規律的人
I don't think so
不是
Are Christians the most together people?
是不是这个基督徒在世界上面最容易跟人家一起最入埋堆的人
Are Christians the people who are willing to put themselves together?
是不是基督徒在那些最能够很自律自强不息的人呢
Are they really living good lives? Do they have stellar character?
是不是那些人的性格很出众呢
For the most part, no. Christians in general are people, what? Who are they? They come to Jesus because they see their need. They see their moral failures.
很多時基督徒是那些人的話，他見到自己的不足，見到自己在道德上面做不到，所以他們去跟隨耶穌。
That's the glory of the gospel. The glory of the gospel is the fact that God accepts Christians despite who they are.
這個就是福音最好的地方，就是說耶穌接納我們，就是這樣去接納我們。
Jesus welcomes them, accepts them, loves them, even though they're deeply flawed.
佢話：就算呢啲人佢有好多嘅短處，有咗失敗嘅地方，神就係咁樣樣去接納咗佢哋。
And so, when I Christian talks to you, I'm speaking to you, not to those of you who don't believe yet. You become an ordinary person.
可能你今日見到基督徒都係一啲好普通嘅人。
So they're trying to tell you that they're ordinary, but they're pointing you to the extraordinary who has become ordinary.
咁但係佢哋係可能係表面睇嚟一個好普通嘅人，但係所接觸到嘅係一個好特別嘅。
I mean, just because the person is speaking to you, you don't see any really big difference in that person. Does that mean it's not true? That the message is not true?
係咪今日你見到一個人好普通、好平凡嘅時候，佢講俾你嘅呢個嘅福音係假嘅咧？
And I think people question the message because of the messenger. This is why, because other religions say this, not Christianity. The good are in, the bad are out.
好嘅佢就收留，唔好嘅佢領走。
Or they might say this: the disciplined are in, the undisciplined are out.
或者嗰啲好有自律、好有規律嘅，佢就可以收留佢哋嗰啲唔好嘅，佢就趕走佢，係咪咁啊？
The glory of the gospel is this: because of the grace of Jesus Christ, the humble are in, and the proud are out.
因為福音裏面話咗俾呢樣嘢我哋聽，就話嗰啲謙卑嘅人，佢哋可以去反而進入；嗰啲我哋驕傲嘅人，神反而會拒絕。
And the ordinariness of Christians points to that fact.
而呢個好平凡嘅基督徒就會將呢一點指咗出嚟俾你睇。
You should be offended by the ordinariness of Jesus or his message or his followers.
我哋唔需要對於神佢一切咁平凡嘅方法嘅福音覺得係厭棄。
But people who don't believe also say the Christian experience offends.
咁有好多時候就算對於佢哋基督徒嘅經歷，有啲人都覺得好厭棄。
They say there's nothing special to it.
佢話冇乜特別啦。
When one becomes a Christian and gives their life over to Jesus Christ, follows him, sometimes there is great joy and relief initially.
咁但係有啲人將佢哋生命交俾神嘅時候，反而好似係一個將呢個重擔拎走咗出嚟。
It's sort of a burden lifted or a release initially of some difficulty.
好似喺個困難裏邊一個嘅重擔係得到釋放。
But that doesn't last long.What usually happens is that people who become Christians, they realize that there's no quick fix. It's not a quick fix, Christianity.
但係發現一樣嘢就話，做基督徒去信耶穌唔係一個嘅短暫嘅一個解決嘅方法。
And the reason why that's so is God works through the ordinary.
因為神用好普通平凡嘅方法去解決咗好多嘢。
I'll give you some examples of ordinary.
咩叫做平凡？
I'm sure today you experienced them. Some type of irritation, some type of interruption in your daily living. Something happened, right?
咁可能喺我哋生活裏面有啲事去發生。
Now the way you're going to win or lose Christ's likeness is through those ordinary moments.
咁就喺呢啲好平凡嘅經歷裏面，你會去見到。
Your boss says you got to work on Christmas.
好簡單一樣嘢你老闆同你講邊間企業要翻工
？Are disrupted.
咁本來你要做嘅計劃，所有嘅嘢都告吹。
And maybe your coworkers or your family or someone irritates you,
或者喺分科嘅地方有啲人去激嬲你
，and at that juncture in life, an ordinary common experience amongst all of us,
我哋每一个人都经历过呢啲咁普通唔起眼嘅事。
You have to decide at that juncture, are you going to live your life for God's kingdom or yourself?
咁喺嗰刻裏邊，你會問你自己，你係會點樣樣去活出你基督徒嘅樣式？
What's the difference, right?
有咩唔同咧？
What does the world say?
個世界話咩？
The world says you are to make me happy.
世界話你係要令我快樂。
What does God's kingdom, Jesus, what does He say? My life or yours?
但是基督徒神话我的生命属于你，
是
一个完全不同的一个睇法。
Your life or mine?
你的生命是我的。
Right. My happiness is the ultimate values of the world.
我才是世界上面最有价值的嘢。
But the principle of God's kingdom is totally opposite, right?
那就是在基督徒的世界里面啱啱的相反。
I serve you.
我服侍你
，as the Lord commands me，
因为主所叫我咁做嘅
，for your good，
系为你嘅好处。
You see, the Bible says, "He who loses his life will find it." That's what it's talking about.
咁佢话到一个失丧生命嘅人会揾翻佢嘅生命，呢个系圣经所讲嘅。
The one who serves others will find all the love they can possibly handle.
咁呢個去服侍人嘅人，反而會揾到喺世上面愛。
Comes from the ordinary things of life。
咁就喺呢個日常生活一啲好平凡嘅事上面揾到。
In comes the interruptions, right？
咁好多嘅阻礙。
In comes the irritations。
有多人好多嘅事可能會激嬲你。
There are people around us all the time that annoy us。
喺我身邊有多人好多時候都好煩。
And that's where you win or lose your Christ-likeness.
在呢個刻裏邊，你就會可能會得到或者失去你基督徒嘅樣式。
Those are the moments where God is shaping, molding you. Character.
在刻裏邊，神係點樣樣去塑造你、改變你。
So what does it mean when it says God became human?The Word became flesh.
当圣经里面说道成肉身，神变成人，是什么意思呢？
What means the extraordinary became ordinary.
一个的不平凡变成了平凡。
And the extraordinary is working through ordinary things.
是用过一个平凡的生活去帮助我们。
It's the way we handle the situation.How you handle irritating people.
就在乎你怎樣樣去處理那些得罪你的人，或者那些很令人煩厭的情況。
It's the way you discipline your life.
亦都是你怎樣樣去處理你的生活。
Right, it's whether you get up in the morning and start praying to the Lord.
或者會不會是每天你起身的時候，你就去感謝神。
By the way, there's something more mundane than that.
咁事實上就話，每日嘅日出而作嘅日儀式係一個最平凡不過嘅一個嘅生活。
If you don't believe Christianity is ordinary, just try that. 30 minutes, six weeks every day. Try to pray for that length of time. You'll experience mundaneness.
如果你每你試下就每一日用3個分鐘去咁樣做嘅時候，你又發現係一個最平凡不過嘅一件事。
You'll be overwhelmed at how hard it is.
你會發現話其實要咁樣做係非常之唔易。
So Christmas is Christ has come. He's born a baby in a barn.
呢個聖誕節講到耶穌基督係嚟到喺一個嘅馬槽裏面出生。
And the cradle leads to the cross, right?
佢就最多由呢個嘅搖籃，最後走上呢個嘅十架。
And you know what the cross means? He's rejected by the elites in his day.
係俾當時嘅人去厭棄。
And in our text, he's rejected by his family and his hometown.
甚至俾佢嘅家人、佢嘅家鄉所拒絕。
And it's clear in the Bible he's attacked by everyone, including his followers.
就算俾佢跟隨嘅人都離開咗佢。
He's crucified a criminal, though he's innocent.
亦都係好似一個罪犯一樣俾人哋釘死。
And his heavenly Father forsakes him at the cross.
喺呢個十字架上，就算天父都離開咗佢。
Jesus sees the wrath of God rather than the grace of God.
耶穌見到嘅係神嘅憤怒，唔係神嘅恩典。
King of Kings, the Lord of Lords stumbles to his throne.
咁呢個萬王之王喺佢寶座面前去跌倒。
See that? My world doesn't understand. They want something spectacular. They don't want the cross.
呢個就係呢個世界上邊人嘅人唔明白，佢就話佢哋唔愛一個十架，佢想愛一個嘅奇蹟，佢想見到呢個嘅燦爛。
That's why Christianity.Is offensive to the world.
為什麼這個基督教是令到世界厭棄的原因?
The key for the Christian is this. Jesus was rejected by the Father, so you would be accepted by God the Father.
而正因為最重要的就是當耶穌基督是被他的天父所拒絕所厭棄的時候，就為了你的緣故，好使你可以與父神建立這個關係。
Jesus came, he spoke against, so that before the Father God, you could be praised.
所以好像今天我們來到他的施恩寶座面前，我們可以向他祈禱。
And Jesus was actually cast out of his house.
他被他人家趕出他的屋企。
There's no room.From him anywhere.
他說他去了地步，沒有一個地方留下給他。
But he's cast, willing to be cast out of his house, so that you could dwell in his house forever.
他被人家是趕了出來，好使你將來有一天在他的地方有你安身之所。
Father, please help us see the splendor of the ordinary.
主要我們求你讓我們今天看到這個平凡之中的不平凡。
Help us, Father, to be courageous, knowing that when we speak the truth in love, we will be offensive to the world.
我們祈禱今天這個福音來到我們的時候，我們會被這個世界所去厭棄。
The world will not understand you.
這個世界不明白你。
Help us to know, Lord, your promises that.That promise that you've accepted us.
让我们去看到个应许，个应许就话你已经去接受咗我哋。
Help each person here to know personally that you love them.
让我哋每一个人系爱主。
Help them, Lord, to know that Jesus, your very Son, was not afraid to get the ultimate rejection.
让我哋知道就话你嘅儿子。他不會去都知道有終一日他被人拒絕的時候他沒有害怕到。
And it's because of what Jesus has done in his first endeavor that we have the ultimate acceptance.
就是因為耶穌基督所做的我們能夠受到得到這個接納。
I hope this Christmas season that those of you who don't hear that don't believe would ask you to reveal yourself.
我們祈禱就是說今天那些未認識你的人會去問一些問題關於你
And they may not be deceived or fooled by the world in saying that where is this wisdom coming from
他們就不會被這個世界所以騙到而去問這些智慧從何而來
We pray that that might be so tonight
我們祈禱我們今晚會真的這樣做到
We ask that in Jesus' name
我是奉主耶穌基督